10267 Flexera Inc., west of US Route 13, 250 feet north of Road 583. A special use exception to place a windmill.
Name and address.
Robert Light, 37645 Oak Road, Selbyville.
Swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We're here tonight for the Delaware Co-op, Electric Co-op Company, located on 13 Greenwood, Delaware. And we're going to hopefully install a wind tower. And we actually almost installed it. But check with the Board of Planning or the Planning and Zoning, and it's a property over 5 acres, and evidently residential, agricultural, and industrial. You know, you can just install with a permit, but for the commercial, we have to come first.
Constant learning experience, isn't it?
Yes, I'm getting there. I thought you guys missed me. That's what it was. So anyway, I have a couple pictures I'd like to share, if that's okay.
Yes, if you would.
I'll keep one of each.
A little bird told me that you may be changing it from a tower.
Yes, sir. And okay. What I'd like to do is show you the picture, and I can describe that exactly.
Yeah, I told them to make sure you brought something for the board.
And then is, I bought enough to pass around, I hope. And then this is an aerial shot.
This is attached to the building?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's not standalone.
We actually went through several locations for this windmill. Once the picture comes around, you'll notice a tower to the rear and to the right side of the building and to the rear. And we originally were going to actually place an arm off the side of that building between 30 and 50 foot up and hold the windmill. And it would be supported by the tower at that elevation of 30 to 50 foot. Then the next option was to put it actually out in front on the grass area by 13, so it would be much more visible. And then the third option was to actually set it on the building, which would still give it a prominent location and made it much easier as far as running the power lines. So the decision, or I guess the desire, would be to place it on a building, and that's where we located it on the picture. If you take a look at the aerial shot, you'll see that it's a rather substantial property located along 13. The building sets back off the road and is in a fenced-in area. Has zero impact on any utility use of property located adjacent to it. Noise or environmental impact is essentially zero here. You have more noise from the highway than you do anywhere. And there's no public area or residential area nearby that it would affect. So let me also just, if you wanted to take a look at this, I'll give you a couple questions.
How high is it going to be, just so that
I think it's just over 22 foot, and if you add approximately 9 foot, we're around 31, 32 foot. So we're 10 foot below the 42 foot maximum.
The old cooling tower structure isn't there anymore, is it? Be on the front of the building, the main building.
Nope.
Is that high enough to gain any wind?
Yes, it is. The area is right at the teetering on the marginal area, but The vertical design actually not only captures the wind that actually hits it, but it also captures the wind that hits the roof line. Now, this does not have quite the slope that you would hope for, but it would still gather wind that hits the building and utilizes that force also. And that's the some of the uniqueness of the vertical windmill.
What are you going to use the power for? That building itself to contain it in there?
Well, you know, the windmill itself is actually providing two functions. One, it will supply some power. Won't really impact their usage a whole lot, but it will, you know, it will produce approximately probably in the neighborhood of 130 to between 130 and 200 kilowatt hours a month. The other thing that that the windmill will actually add to for the co-op would be, you know, to show their commitment to alternative energy. And this is a very good method to do that. But it does actually serve as, you know, the functional use of generating power. And the other, and we're going to use this kind of a as a monitoring station also. So we're going to eventually get monitoring equipment over to the main office where people can actually come in and see it. We still have to work out exactly how we're going to do that. But it will be used as a monitoring tool.
Now, if an individual resident sells its excess power back to the utility, who does the utility sell back to?
Well, I think what they do is slow their generator up and then sell it to you. And make a little more money that way.
I think maybe you're going to find this is going to be a little easier in the future. We're considering an ordinance now that will address all this. Okay. We're gathering some information that may make it so that you don't have to come before the board on certain situations when you're putting these wind turbines up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I knew we were heading in that direction. But
yes. Yes. I'm actively involved.
Sounds like somebody's listening.
Yeah. I know. So I'm actively involved there.
Do you think you should go higher with that or not?
With the vertical windmill, the key, and this is designed for a roof mount.
Okay.
We do pole mount these, but the first design was a roof mount to take advantage of the winds that hit the building as well as those that come past. You do obtain a better wind as you go up higher. But that's actually more important to a horizontal windmill, you know, a prop type of windmill.
Prop type, okay.
Than the vertical. You would definitely not want to put a prop type windmill at this height. But again, this windmill is actually built for that design for it.
The roof gives you more constant wind. Roof gives you more constant wind.
Well, what it does is it accumulates the wind. You know, forces it up and gives you a little more velocity. And it actually looks good there. And this is, we did doctor this film, this picture. We did not install it yet, I swear.
So. I'm thinking, John, I have a lot of squirrels that go on my roof. I wonder what this would do. Would they go for a ride or just, it might do a job. The advertisement, just for your information, the advertisement, although he asked for a 30-foot high on the 100-foot existing tower, we advertise it only as a special use exception to place a windmill, so we're safe on that. So he can change his mind there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Gabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
Yeah.
Mr. Elton? Mr. Mills? Hearing none? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? At the record, there's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request will substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties and make a motion. We approve case number 10,267.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,267. all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, and have a good evening.
Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Case number